Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Last year, after we won a national championship, went to the White House, took a picture with Joe Biden, team picture. Joe Biden talked to us for about 3 minutes.
What did he say in that 3 minutes?
Whoosh.
Sergeant First Class, I was telling him, my son, Bo, who I lost because of what happened in Iraq. Anyway, my...
Whoosh.
So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Whoosh.
And then... right after that, he asked us for a picture again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Economists are warning this latest round of student debt relief could make inflation worse with more disposable income, driving prices even higher.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
There it is! There it is!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's... Howie Carr.
Based on the headline in the Chicago Sun-Times about the Chicago police, the message is guns going blazing. He says, can you say the same thing about the gangbangers in Chicago every weekend? Do they go in guns blazing? I think they do. Yes, they do indeed. 844-500-4242. You know, by the way, the vote to stop warrantless surveillance, to force the deep state to get a warrant before spying on Republicans, it went down in the House on a tie vote, 212-212. The Speaker voted to kill it. He wants the warrantless surveillance to continue. And now as Breitbart reports, he rushes down to Mar-a-Lago to hope former President Donald Trump will give him a lifeline. He's going to hold a press conference with Trump to unveil a messaging bill meant to stop illegal aliens from voting. The proposal is not serious, stands no chance in the Senate. But he's using Trump as a shield with a messaging bill that is not serious. And that has ruffled lots of Trump-aligned movement leaders the wrong way in a big way. So I still wouldn't vote to vacate the chair because, you don't have enough of a margin. It's too close. But this is a betrayal. This is a complete betrayal. They use this to go after Donald Trump. This is only designed to go after Republicans and conservatives. That's all it's ever been used for. They haven't stopped any terrorist attacks with this. 844-500-4242. Got a message here. 508. John from Wall Street is great, but I hope he doesn't call in. I can't take any more depression after today's bloodbath. I'm sorry, 508. John from New York, you're next with Howie Carr. Don't take it personally, John. He said you're great, and I think you're great too. The listeners think you're great, but forewarned is forearmed. So give us the bad news.
Howie, I'm giving you some good news today. This is a money-saving opportunity. You don't even have to pay anything for it. A fellow I know that covers the gasoline markets sent me a note today, and he said, fill your tank, not because of the war, but they're switching to the summer blend in New England and Pennsylvania,
yeah,
all the way out from Pennsylvania. Anyway, gasoline prices, when they switch, because Biden's been blowing refineries up or giving Ukraine money, it's going to shoot up about 30 cents a gallon. So if you're driving home today, forget the war. This is something that happens every year, but it's going to be more pronounced this year. So you can get a chance, fill your tank up, save yourself 30 cents a gallon. You'll feel a little bit better a week from now.
And especially if the war starts over the weekend, because then well, 30 cents yeah. go 30 cent increase will look like the golden days, the old golden age.
Yeah, and one thing I was going to tell you about that, this is kind of uplifting for me, but gold originally today hit an all-time record high. It was up $75, then it closed down $12. What the market's telling you there is that they don't expect this war chatter out of Iran to amount to anything. Maybe there'll be some missiles flying, but they're not. You wouldn't be selling gold if you expected this thing to be protracted or prolonged. So that I consider a positive. We'll have to see what happens next week. You know, stocks were down a little bit, but I think, you know, gasoline's going to go up because of this switch over to the summer blend. So save yourself some money if you get a chance and fill your tank.
Yeah. And I mean, even if the war doesn't start, and I agree that I think the odds are pretty slim that there's going to be a full-blown confrontation. But the tensions are going to are not going to diminish, and the war is going to in Gaza is going to drag out for a while, especially with the U.S. trying to tie Israel's hands, and so I mean the oil prices, I don't see them going down anytime soon. Do you?
Well, no. In fact, if Biden were smart, instead of offering free student loans, he'd offer free gasoline for the week, but. He can't do that because he's drained the SPR in half.
Because that would be a payoff to people who vote for Trump, and we don't want to do that under any circumstances, do we?
No. In fact, no wonder you want to pass a bill where you can spy on your citizens. I mean, this week we watched FBI agents go knock on grandmothers' doors about their Facebook posts. So how serious can these guys be? If they're concerned about terrorist attacks, that they're out knocking on grandma's door to see some nasty Facebook post she's posted about Joe Biden, it's insane. But
right. Well,
yeah,
How about the story? And this is from NBC News. Mohammed Karwan, a member of Hezb Il-Islami, a designated terrorist organization, was set free by Joe Biden and his administration to live on welfare in the United States. The terror group was a member of was responsible for attacks in Afghanistan that killed at least 9 American soldiers and civilians. And he was caught at the California border and then released by the Border Patrol last March. When he was held in ICE, he was captured again. And then he was held until his court hearing 2 weeks ago, when a federal immigration judge ordered that the Afghan terrorist be released on bond, despite prosecutors arguing that he's a flight risk. And they let him go. They let him go. So this is how serious they are. They need to be able to get surveillance on American citizens without warrants. But they let Afghan terrorists go. And they demand that they be released into the general population.
Yeah, how about the Arkansas guy that they busted into his house, and you know he's supposedly doing a misdemeanor with some excess gun sales, and they shot the guy in the head.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, that was the ATF, of course. That was another division of the spying division. So, yeah, I mean, I should be more bearish, Howie, given you know what happened. Given stocks came down a little bit, but. As bad as things are right now, I think this war talk is probably a little bit overrated. It's going to keep pressure on oil. There's no doubt about it. But we got to have a bright side. So I guess my bright side would be yields have backed up. If you want to get
the bright side is if you got paid yesterday, now's the time to fill up. As bad
yeah,
as
exactly.
It looks,
that's it.
It's gonna those numbers on the gas station that look bad tonight, they're gonna look worse on Monday morning when you're driving back to work. So fill up right. Now.
there you go, 508. That wasn't too bad, was it?
No, that wasn't so bad. Thank you, John from New York. Have a good weekend, and don't forget your own advice. Fill up. Thank you. 844-500-4242. AJ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, AJ.
Yeah, Howie, I just wanted to say I'm glad OJ won't be down for breakfast in the morning. But what I really wanted to discuss was, I don't know if you saw this on the wire or not, but an 84-year-old woman, I think this happened in Idaho, she was taken hostage in her house and handcuffed to a chair. And while the guy was rummaging through her house, robbing her, she managed to drag the chair into the bedroom and get a .357 out of the drawer and shot the guy, and the guy returned fire with a clip in his gun, hit grandma, and but she survived, but she killed him.
Oh, that's a heartwarming story.
Yeah.
This is Idaho? I'm looking her up. Idaho woman. I'm looking it up right now.
I believe that's where it happened. But can you imagine if this happened in this state of Massachusetts?
Oh, you would
be brought up with charges.
Or in New York, it's happened before. I mean, guys are getting beaten to death in the subway, and they come up with the equalizer, and they shoot them. And the grand jury, it's brought before the grand jury. Usually the grand juries that refuse to indict, but the Democrat DAs, bring it up. Here it is, Rose, Idaho, an 85-year-old woman who shot and killed a man after he broke into her house in the middle of the night, was threatened, hit, and handcuffed to a chair, as you said, and shot multiple times, according to newly released documents. 85-year-old woman was identified as Christian Janayan. The suspect was identified as Derek Ephraim Condon of Blackfoot. So Ephraim Condon's death has been ruled justifiable homicide. That's great. As well it should be. He was dressed in a military jacket and a black ski mask at night. He was pointing a gun and flashlight at the 85-year-old woman. God, thanks for the call. That's a feel-good story. 844-500-4242. Spring is here, and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code HOWIE3. He uses them in both his home and office, and he also buys them as gifts. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Dave Hinchy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but with the USB cable, you can use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or your car, pollen is coming inside. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. Take care of the air inside your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure 3-Pack is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't need filters, and that saves you both time and money. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, and more, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack. I have them in both my houses, multiple units, and I swear by them just like Dave Henchy and Paul Rizzo and Dr. Matt the Vet. Everybody who has them loves them. They're back in stock now. Order yours at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIE3. That's the number 3, and get yours now. You won't regret it. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE3. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is will Democrats try to impose another fake pandemic for this year's election? Won't dare to try it again, will impose full-blown lockdown to steal election, or will try 2020-style police state measure but will be rebuffed by the public?
They're going to give it the old college try, the old DEI college try, but they're going to be rebuffed by the public.
66% of the audience agrees with you that they'll be rebuffed by the public. 26% think they will impose a full-blown lockdown, and 8% say they won't dare try it again.
And now the deep state has, thanks to Mike Johnson, the speaker, the Democrats will have the right to get to surveil, bug, wiretap anybody they want who speaks out against their lockdown proposals, just like they had in 2020. 844-500-4242. I was just looking at this story from Idaho about this 85-year-old woman. It's even more remarkable than is in the lead. This guy handcuffed her, and he's burglarizing the home. She gets the gun, and she hides it in an armrest, and she just has to decide what she's going to do. It's like a movie. She ultimately made the decision it was now or never and drew her gun out and engaged Condon, striking him with both her shots. She hit him twice, two shots. Condon returned fire and emptied a 9mm pistol, hitting her, again, she's 85, multiple times in her abdomen, leg, arm, and chest. He then staggered into the kitchen where he died from his wounds. The old lady fell to the floor, still handcuffed. It's after midnight. In the living room, where she remained for about 10 hours. She's got multiple wounds all over her body, and she's just lying on the floor 10 hours. She was ultimately able to call 911 after her son arrived and gave her a phone. Gave her a phone? Why didn't he call himself when he saw that she was down and she'd been shot and that the burglar was dead in the kitchen? Why did she have to make the call? But anyway, the deputies responded afternoon the next day, 12:17 p.m., and provided life-saving measures. That's amazing. What an amazing story. Ephraim Condon's mother issued a statement, says Officer Mark?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. She was very proud that he was able to shoot her four or five times, even as he was fatally shot himself. 844-500-4242. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, after 9/11, everybody was predicting it was simply a matter of time before we were attacked again as we were on 9/11. You know, as bad as some of the excesses you have pointed to, you don't know for a fact that our government has not prevented certain terrorist attacks on our United States in the last 20 years.
I'm sure they have prevented a few. They should, with a budget of probably $100 billion a year. I mean, but at the same time, they're letting terrorists into the country willy-nilly. They're not even trying to stop them. They're going into court to insist that the terrorists be released. How seriously can I take their protestations that they need the right to bug Republicans to keep us safe, Steve? Come on.
There's no excuse, but they, you know, that's Biden.
There's no, so there's no excuse. And they keep saying, everybody, Steve, you're like these editorials in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. Well, there may be a few excesses. Why don't you ask Donald Trump about the excesses? Why don't you ask Carter Page about the excesses? Michael Flynn. I mean, this is not something that is an isolated incident. Did you hear the Inspector General? Who appointed the Inspector General of the Justice Department, Steve? Barack Obama. Barack Obama. He said that the FBI performed more than a million illegal searches. More than a million. They ran over 1,000 searches on just the Republican presidential candidates in 2015 and 2016. Do you think that's okay?
Do not, but I think there's a reason.
How many did they run on Democrats, do you think? I'm going to guess zero.
Howie, let me talk. I think there's a good reason that people in the House and that the Speaker feels that as bad and as flawed as this bill is, it's better than passing it than not.
They're afraid they're going to get blamed. And that just shows how stupid they are, because they're going to get blamed anyway. It doesn't matter if this guy, this Mohammed guy from Afghanistan, you know, went out and blew himself up and killed a bunch of congressmen and senators after being let go by Biden twice. They would still blame it on Republicans, Steve. You know that. Come on. They changed the name of O.J. Simpson to Donald Trump in the L.A. Times. They said O.J. Simpson, NPR said he was a famous football player, didn't even mention the murders. These are not honest, ethical people, Democrats or the media. Same thing.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, if Johnson is scared about being blamed for the next terrorist attack, then he's a fool. He's going to be blamed. Do you understand this? I'm sure that, you know, Trump is going to provide him with some cover. Because, again, you want a Republican to have control of the gavel in case the election in November or December goes to the House of Representatives because nobody got 270 electoral votes. That's the only reason to keep the guy. He's pitiful. He doesn't raise any money. He's obviously a sheep in sheep's clothing here, you know? And there was no reason to go along with this. This is a deep state scam. And again, I probably would have voted for this thing, you know, when it first came up. If I were in Congress, I would have voted for the Patriots Act. I would have said, okay, these people are on the level. You know, I mean, I have a lot of experience with the FBI. You can't trust them. I know this. Everybody in Boston knows this. Everybody in New York knows this. But you trust them on the larger matters, the organization as a whole. That was then. This is now. No, I don't trust them. And people say, why do you let Steve go on? Because you know, you need a mix of opinions here on any show, I think. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi. I'm against when the Republicans make a concession and they don't get anything for it.
Yes.
But I have to agree with Steve on this one. I think the only audience you care about, Howie, of course they're going to blame Johnson and the Republicans, whatever happens. The only audience you care about are the undecided voters in seven swing states, maybe 17 counties, and that adds up to maybe out of 150 million voters, maybe 150,000 people. Those are the only people whose opinions are going to matter in this presidential election, and I think enough of them would be influenced if a terrorist attack happened that the Republicans had some culpability. I think this was a shrewd move. I think Johnson protected his downside. I really do.
I totally disagree. The odds are that if there is a terrorist attack, it will be somebody who came across the southern border since Biden became president. And I think that's going to be clear. They're letting in not just the fentanyl dealers, not just gangbangers, not just pregnant teen moms who want to go on welfare from Haiti or Venezuela. They're letting in stone cold terrorists, and people are going to know that. And I don't think you can just abrogate the Constitution, your Fourth Amendment rights against illegal search and seizure, just as a campaign ploy. You know, the Democrats, if necessary, will steal enough votes in those seven states or however many counties. Ed, you can't just give up the Constitution as a political tactic. And it's not going to work. It wouldn't work anyway.
I disagree. I think it was worth it.
Well, I disagree. I you know, and again, all these things. If you read any of these, they've got all these safeguards in now. They have to get permission from their superiors. I mean, like who? Like Comey? Like Strzok? Like Lisa Page? Oh, they'll be punished. They'll be punished. Like Kevin Kleinsmith? What happened to him for making up the fake CIA email about Carter Page? He didn't even lose his law license, let alone go to prison. Oh, they'll be punished now. They did a million illegal searches. The feds did a million illegal searches on American citizens. How many of them were punished? They did 1,000 illegal searches on the Republican candidates in 2015 and 2016. Were any of them fired? Were any of them sent to the corner for a timeout? No, not a single one. Because they were doing the work that the feds wanted them to do. And even when Trump became president, they continued doing it. They continued trying to illegally destroy his presidency and to destroy the lives of the people around him, like Mike Flynn and Carter Page. 844-500-4242. Howie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Howie.
Hello, Mr. Carr. How are you?
Good.
Interesting headline this morning. It's going unnoticed. In Vietnam, which I was grappling for, a female financial advisor has been sentenced to death for fraud.
I saw that. Sam Bankman-Fried is going, boy, I'm glad I don't live in Vietnam.
Let me tell you something. I saw that this morning, and I'm looking at this. What the hell did I serve for? I mean, I can't believe this. They know how to get justice, and maybe we should learn from them this craziness. Your thoughts?
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know if you should if you should execute someone, but if I had been ripped off by Sam Bankman-Fried or by any of these people, any of these Ponzi people or fraudsters, I would definitely want the death penalty. But you know, I mean, Sam Bankman-Fried should never see the light of day again. He stole $8 billion. I mean, I think that's the general ballpark figure, $8 billion. And he's going to be out in 15, 20 years because he took care of the right people. You know, it's just like, you know, you're an FBI agent and you go after Republicans. Nothing's going to happen to you. You go after Catholics going to a Latin mass. Nothing's going to happen to you. You go after someone with a Gadsden flag on the back of their car. Nothing's going to happen to you. The only time you're going to get into trouble is if you're a whistleblower. And they think that you tipped off Senator Grassley or Chairman Jordan to the Hunter Biden laptop scandal and how they're trying to cover it up. Then they'll go after you. They won't just take away your job and your pension. They'll put you in jail if they can. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Howie, you perked at my ears a little earlier with a magical name, Jamie Gorelick. Let me give you a couple. The Great Wall. Muhammad Atta and others were caught in several locations, right, taking flying lessons, learning how to fly, not how to land, okay?
Right.
She stiffed all those and made sure nothing happened to those people, okay? That was the wall. Next, let's go forward. Obviously, 9/11. They have a commission. Tom Daschle, the senator, leader of the Senate, he decides who's going to be on the commission. Who goes on there? Jamie Gorelick, right? What's she doing there? She's hiding that, is what she was doing there. When it was all over, the news broke out, leaked out. What the hell happened to the fact that those people have been caught and no one did anything about it? We end up with 9/11. Nothing happened. But let's back up. By the way, you look up Jamie Gorelick. Don't even lose her name. Use her name. You say, who is the mistress of disaster? You will see a litany of things with ungodly accusations of the things that she has ruined. She's a perfect example of what we would call the, can't say it on the radio, but the FUMU theory. You mess up, you move up, okay?
Right, the Peter principle.
Okay, Fannie Mae. She was a big shot in Fannie Mae. About 7 or 8 months before it went under, she was a chairman. I think she moved up. But she said, we're in great shape. This is back into the early 2000s. We're in great shape. There's nothing. We're going to be fine. However, she miscalculated by $9 billion, and they went under, right? Less than a year.
But she's a lawyer. I'm sure she's making a couple of million, 3 million, maybe even more like 5 million a year, I'll bet she's making. And I'll bet she's not working today. I'll bet she's taking a slide here into the weekend, Nick. I mean, there's so many people like that. What's her name? Virginia Newland? I mean, she's another one like this. I mean, she's more of a they're both these overeducated women who know absolutely nothing about anything, but they just like you said, they move from one disaster to the next, and it's men too. I mean, look at Blinken, look at Jake Sullivan. I mean, are you kidding me? What if these people had been in control after Pearl Harbor? We would, I know it's a cliche. Would all be speaking German or Japanese today? Thanks for the call, Nick. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Howie, thanks for taking my call, and thank you so much for bringing this up here. Congress today, you know, they didn't need to pass this. They made it seem like it was it had to be passed today. They actually had over 365 days. We could have sat about this. We could have talked about this. We could have debated about certain things, Howie. You know, and instead they made it seem like they used fear that had to be pushed. You know, I mean, when you have your FBI agents,
fear.
I know, Howie, and it upsets me because, I mean, our border's wide open. And when you have men coming over our border that are on the FBI watch list, you know, and
they'll let go.
Care.
And they'll let go.
Exactly. And when you have a president coming out and saying that Trump supporters, and you have white nationalists, and they seem to be our biggest threat. I don't know about you, but a white national. It angers me so much because America is so much smarter, especially Boston. I mean, our pressure cooker guys shut down the biggest city up here in the Northeast and two brothers. I mean, just imagine what could happen. I mean,
Alan, the important thing is the FBI got a tip from the Russian secret police that these Muslim terrorists were over here living on welfare building bombs, and they didn't do anything. The FBI didn't do anything. So now you're telling me the FBI needs the right to surveil you or me without a warrant, as if that's going to stop anything, when they get a flat-out tip and they don't follow through on it.
I'm upset, Howie. I mean, really, today we should have been all on the phones calling our congressman. And you know, it's upsetting. It's too bad. But, you know, keep it going, Howie. I love you guys.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend. 844-500-4242. Don't let it get you down. Spring is here, and the outdoor opportunities on the Cape are special any time of year, but especially now that the weather's getting warmer again. And especially if you're staying at the Nauset Beach Inn in East Orleans, the only public accommodations on the Cape Cod National Seashore. You can check out the Cape Cod Rail Trail on an electric bike. Discounts on e-bike rentals are available from the Nauset Beach Inn if you're staying there. You can visit the Great Herring Migration in Brewster, a one-of-a-kind fish run with swarms of fish. There are endless beach and shore paths to hike. And you can watch the return of the humpback whales. That's visible from the comfort of the fire pits at the Nauset Beach Inn, right on the ever-changing Atlantic Ocean. Want to warm up after a long day outside? Every room, every single room has a fireplace. When I visited Nauset Beach Inn, I was so impressed with how every room not only has an ocean view, but that the ocean view is ever-changing with a different surf to watch. Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly. It's also family-friendly, too. They have two queen-size beds, giant beds in every room. So you can take the little kids down with you, you and your spouse, and enjoy everything as a family together. And you can sit by the fire pit and enjoy the sunset, cocktails, and conversation. The Nauset Beach Inn, a short drive to a vacation far away. April rooms from $249.99, and in May, rooms from $269.99. Reserve your room. They won't last long at these prices. NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. Howie Carr is back.
Victoria Newland, not Virginia. Thanks for correcting me, 617. There's so many hacks, so many deep state hacks, it's hard to remember all of their first names, isn't it? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, the reason we keep losing like we did today with the FISA vote is because there are rhinos and no dinos, period. That's, yeah, there. Well, and Ryan, someone mentioned, what is a rhino earlier today? I mean, I thought everybody knows what the acronym stands for, maybe not. Republican in name only. But it's kind of a meaningless acronym at this point. Everybody's accused of it. You mentioned it yesterday. Gary Sampson was flagged and there was no action, so he killed two guys. Actually, three guys, I think. Over this guy, Gary Sampson, he was like this thug, just a career criminal. And on a Friday afternoon, just like this, in the summer, I think, he called the FBI and he said, can you have someone come down and pick me up? I'm in a murderous mood and, you know, I jumped bail, et cetera, et cetera. They didn't even bother to follow up the call. Everybody just wanted to go home and have a nice, because they were bureaucrats. They're not gangbusters. They're not crime stoppers. They're bureaucrats. So the guy, Gary Sampson, says, okay. And he kills three people over the weekend. You know, I mean, just guys, you know, he's hitchhiking. A guy picks him up and is giving him a drive, and he shoots him. Then he just jumps out of the car, drives the car somewhere else, picks up another guy, shoots him. Not a gay thing or anything, just shooting people. He ended up killing three people, and he wanted to be picked up, and that's the FBI. Or again, I always go back to Cruz, not the senator, but the shooter at Parkland High here in Florida, Broward County. His aunt called up the FBI hotline. The FBI just passed on a half-hearted tip to the Broward County Sheriff's Office. I mean, it's not just the FBI's fault. It's the sheriff of Broward County. It's the fact that this guy Cruz, he was a white kid, but he had a Spanish surname. So he was getting the Obama administration pass that, oh, we're not going to expel him because he's a person of color. So he kills a bunch of people. And all these phony baloney racial classifications on top of everything else. Everything is so frustrating. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Howie, good afternoon. It's been a while. You're doing a great job on this. Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, our founding fathers are... they're not turning over in their graves anymore. They're spinning in their graves, and they should be. And I am never going to understand why we are so eager to let our rights be trampled on for the sake of security, supposedly. I'm sorry. Yeah,
what's the old saying? Those who trade liberty for security deserve neither. I forget who said that, but whoever was.
Neither.
Was
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah,
it was true. It's true. It's true today.
True then and true now. And right. And this is it blows my mind that this is still going on, especially after everything that went on, particularly with the former president, with President Trump, that they absolutely peeled this guy apart and they used this statute to do it. Hello, wake the hell up, people.
I know. And Trump. And, you know, they're saying, oh, Trump was very cynical, sending out that tweet saying, kill FISA. I think he was. That's what he believes. I believe that. I think he was telling the truth. I mean, if somebody used something against you, tried to destroy your life, tried to destroy your career on a complete falsehood with this bogus deep state statute, wouldn't you be pretty damn angry? Wouldn't you want to put it into it? And then this guy, I mean, it is going to be interesting to see what what Trump's reaction is when he has to do a press conference with this guy. I think he's going to look the other way because Kevin McCarthy said some really bad things about him that leaked out, and Trump just welcomed him to Mar-a-Lago. I saw him have a dinner together one night, and Trump was very polite to him. But Trump wants to get reelected, and maybe Trump wants to settle the scores. He wants to be Michael Corleone Jr. when he gets back in, and not being a bloodthirsty gangster, he just wants to settle up with the people who tried to screw him. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.